In the wake of St. Valentine's Day, I've passed her out a little reading. It's a familiar one, one that's often read on occasions such as funerals or weddings. I've taken the liberty of changing it a little in an attempt to help us all to look together at these words that our readings have offered us today. It is all for love. The world was created in love. Each of us loved and valued by our God in equal measure. Each face that turns away from God mourned and sought and still loved. And there are no degrees of separatedness from God. Each one who turns away from what is good and right and true is equally in the wrong, has equally hurt God's heart. God's rules are the rules of a concerned parent, not that of a vexatious judge whose pleasure it is to punish. When I read the words for today in my lectionary, I couldn't help remembering a time when my own father had to punish one of my brothers. My dad was the head teacher of our local school. Not easy for us, but we got used to it, and soon were able to distinguish the head of the school from the dad in our home. However, there was one incident that really upset the apple cart. My dad had made a pronouncement during one school assembly about one of the rules that was consistently being broken. The perpetrators would be punished when they were discovered. Sadly, as you will probably have guessed, my brother turned out to be one of the perpetrators. He had followed the crowd. In those days, the punishment was the strap, usually given across the palms of the hands. It seems barbaric now, but it was normal in those days. My father hated it and longed for it to be abolished. His wartime experiences in Burma had convinced him of the ineffectiveness of corporal punishment, and he rarely ever used it as a deterrent. However, in this case, he had been forced into a corner by other members of staff, and he announced that those who were caught would be subjected to the strap, or the taws, as we called it in Scotland. He was distraught enough that he had to do this, but when he discovered his own son was in the group, he was ill. He couldn't sleep that night. We heard him pacing the floor, and in the morning, he was physically sick. If that's how my earthly father reacted to having to punish a small group of young lads, including his own son, how do you think our Father God feels about things when we go wrong in such incredible numbers? He has told us how to live together. He has offered us guidelines that will keep us safe and secure. He's told us how to live in a world where all will be cared for and all will be safe. And look what has happened. The rules that our parents set for us when we were young, in most cases, if they were just, were offered as a way to help us learn how to live together with others in our world. Rules to protect us from harm and also from hurting each other and our world. We're told that every hair on our head is precious and counted. The creator of all that is must be weeping at the problems that exist in our world. Weeping at the injustice. Weeping at how we hurt each other. Weeping at our judgmentalism and our lack of love. I wonder if you would all take a moment to look up one of the hymns we have in our hymn books. And let's have a look at the words together. Hymn 168, God Weeps. You may remember a couple of weeks ago that I mentioned that Shirley Irina Murray had died. This is one of her most beautiful and poignant hymns. God weeps at love withheld, at strength misused, at children's innocence abused, and till we change the way we love, God weeps. God bleeds at anger's fist, at trust betrayed, at women battered and afraid, and till we change the way we win, God bleeds. God cries at hungry mouths, at running sores, at creatures dying without cause. And till we change the way we care, God cries. God waits for stones to melt, for peace to seed, for hearts to hold each other's need. And till we understand the Christ, God waits. God weeps, God bleeds, God cries. God waits. And so rules are good things, well, mostly, but there is a problem with the rules that we read in our Bibles. We're reading them with modern eyes. and in today's context. And this is where regular Bible study helps us. We learn about the culture of the day, about the way Jewish society was structured, about the types of idiomatic sayings that were common, about the storytelling styles in the ancient Jewish world. Jesus was a Jew and was in the main talking to his own people. They loved contrasts and hyperbole, dark versus light, good versus evil. Jesus, however, helpfully offered us a new rule, a new commandment against which we must judge all our activities as people living in this society in 2020 Switzerland. All our decisions must be placed against the rule of love. Love for our God, our neighbour, and ourselves. What is the loving thing to do in our homes, in our churches, in our societies? In my service of ordination back in 1994, I promised many things. But the one that often sticks in my mind, and the one that I have had to recall on a number of occasions, was this one. I promise to uphold the unity and peace of Christ's body, the Church. It's the one that I've had to remind myself of most often, and it's probably the most difficult of all the ordination vows. Whatever the situation, our question must be, what does love demand of us? I have a colleague who has these words on a poster in his manse, and maybe it's something that every church should have in its vestibule. In this house, we do real. We do mistakes. We do, I'm sorry. We do fun. We do hugs. We do second chances. We do happy. We do forgiveness. We do really loud. We do super quiet. We do family. We do love.